Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Mi'ilah Daf Chaf, Mi'ilah 20. And today's Daf Yomi, we begin the sixth chapter of Mi'ilah, which is called Hashliach Sha'asa, the agent who did. And this chapter deals with the person who was sent by somebody else. An agent was sent to use the money of Hekdesh, to use the temple money, which if you do, you're going to be considered to be trespassing on temple property. And our Mishnah is going to explain who is going to be considered in trespassing. It means, say, where somebody else hired an agent or asked an agent to misuse the temple property unknowingly, because they did it accidentally. And so therefore, the question is, who's going to be liable? So let's say we have somebody who has in his domain something which belongs to Hekdesh, to the temple property, but he thinks it doesn't belong to temple property, and he gives it to an agent, and he says to him, do it for this specific task. So then our Mishnah says on the bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph, Hashliach Sha'asa Shlichuso, an agent that does the agency without changing it, he does exactly what he's asked without changing it, Baal Abayis Mal, that under those circumstances, the Baal Abayis, the person who asked him to do it, the owner or the person who's acting like he's the owner of this property, is going to be considered to be trespassing, and then he's liable for the carbon of Me'ilah, because even though generally speaking we say there is no shlichus l'dvar aveira, there generally speaking there's no agency with respect to a sin, meaning the one who does the actual sin is typically the one who's liable. So however, in this case we have an exception with when it comes to Me'ilah, that there is agency as it relates to sin. And the Gemara earlier, I learned this out on 18b, the Gemara learned this out from Gzeira Shava, from a comparison to Truma, where we say the word chait appears in both places. And the Rambam explains in his Pirush HaMishnayos that the source for this is based upon a verse from Numbers chapter 5, verse 6, because it says Hahi, and this implies that with respect to Me'ilah, the agent is not going to be liable. So this is the basic idea, that even though generally throughout the Talmud we say Ein Shliach HaDvar Avera, there's no agency for sin, with respect to Me'ilah, we say there is agency with respect to sin. However, Lo Asa Shlichuso, if the agent did not exactly do his agency, he diverted from it, he didn't do it exactly what he was asked to do, then under those circumstances, Hashliach Mal, the agent is considered to be trespassing, and the agent himself is going to be liable for this karbon, because since he didn't do exactly what he was asked to do, then he's not a shliach for this act. So the Mishnah explains, what are we talking about? Ketzad. So let's say the Baal HaBayis, the owner here, has a piece of meat and he has a liver, and he has those things which he thinks are chul, and he thinks they're not temple property, but really they're temple property. So what happens? V'amrlo, and he says to the agent, Tame Basar L'Archam, give some meat to my guests, and the agent changes it. He says to give the piece of meat, and the agent changes the task was for Nasalahem Kavit, and he gave to them the liver, which is belonging to the temple. Or if he says to the Baal HaBayis, said to him, give the kavod, give the liver, v'nasalem basar, and he gave the meat. Well, under those circumstances, Hashliach Mal, the agent is considered to be trespassing, because he deviated. He didn't give the meat, or he didn't give the liver. In either case, where he's done and he's deviated, he's going to be liable. However, let's say we have a different case. Let's say the Baal HaBayis says to the agent, Tain Lahem, give to the guests from my meat, which is in my utensil. And the meat is Hekdesh meat. But he doesn't know that. He thinks it's Chulam meat. And then what happens? He says, Chaticha, Chaticha. The Baal HaBayis says, give them each one piece of meat. And the Baal HaBayis doesn't realize that it's Hekdesh. Vuhu Omer, and the agent comes along and he says to the Orchim, Telushtayim, take two pieces of meat from each one. Vehem Natlu, and what does each of the guests do? They each took Shalosh. They each took three pieces of meat. So Kula Malu, under that case, they're all going to be considered to be trespassing. Why? The owner is considered to be trespassing because he sent an agent to take his sacred meat, which he thought was Chulin, and give it to guests. So that's violation right there. That's why the owner is considered trespassing. The agent is considered to be trespassing because he deviated. He took two pieces of meat. He told them to take two pieces of meat, and they took And so therefore, since the owner always had to take one piece of meat, he's considered to be trespassing. And the people are trespassing because they were only allowed to take two pieces of meat, and they took three pieces of meat. So therefore, under all of these circumstances, we see that there's going to be considered trespassing because there's a deviation. And so there's a very deep concept here that I saw in the Shem Mordechai. And the Shem Mordechai explains that why is the agent here going to be not liable? Because he's going to be considered to be like immersed in the needs of the community. So if you're immersed in the needs of the community, l'shem shemayim, for the sake of heaven, then we're going to say that the schus avos, that the merit of our ancestors, are going to help us. And so therefore, we're not going to be considered to be liable, even if we're, God forbid, chas v'sham, going to be in violation. But the minute we deviate from our task, if we're not doing exactly l'shem shemayim, if we're no longer acting in the proper manner, then we no longer have the schus avos. And since we don't have the schus avos, then we no longer have this merit to help us, and so then we're going to be liable for the deviations from our task. But as long as we're working l'shem shemayim, then we're like the agent who's not going to be liable, even if he's trespassing on Hekdesh.